All right, this is a common sound. Most people have probably heard this in their home or their office or workplace at some time over the last couple of months. I don't know when the season is over with. I know we're switching over to spring. I've seen daffodils popping up. And here to talk about things to get us better and stay healthy in the Lorain County Public Health, we have Marissa Wiener, a health educator, also Aaron Murphy, program manager. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So can we get an update, I guess? What's the flu been like in Lorain County, and what kind of information can you tell us of where we are as far as that?
Sure.
Concerned?
So our running total of flu-related hospitalizations this flu season is sitting around 200. This data is about 2 weeks old, so they update us again with that kind of week or two-week delay. But that's kind of where we're sitting. Our trends are pretty much on par with the rest of the state in terms of rate of influenza. And, you know, if you haven't been struck by the flu yet, or maybe you have, but you don't want to get it again because there's multiple strains out there, you can still get your flu vaccine. Okay. Still, because flu season runs technically all the way through May, unfortunately.
Well, all right. And, of course, as we talked before we went on the air, you can sort of hear in my voice there's a little bit of something going on, or as you like to refer to, upper respiratory stuff, perhaps, like that.
Right.
So people have that. There's a lot of coughing that.
Right. Colds, flus, lots of upper respiratory infections. The best thing to do is to kind of wash your hands. If you are coughing or sneezing, please do a courtesy and cover it up, especially with like an elbow or shoulder, not necessarily right into your hand, ideally. And stay home if you can when you're really sick as to not pass it around.
Okay. One of the things we want to talk about this month related to is high blood pressure. I guess get us the basics on that, what we need to know and how we monitor it and I guess keep it under control.
Sure. So everyone knows somebody that has high blood pressure, but a lot of us don't actually know what that is. And our blood pressure is the force of blood flowing through your blood vessels. That's normal when it's for it to go up and down throughout the day. But if it starts to stay consistently high for a long period of time, it can damage your heart. So doctors are often asking patients to monitor their blood pressure at home, but many patients may feel hesitant or unable to purchase a blood pressure cuff. So one way that they can make it easier for them, that we're making it easier for them to learn their numbers, are through checking out blood pressure cuffs available at the local libraries in Lorain County. So not all of them have it, but most of the local libraries are now offering blood pressure cuffs and an entire kit available for rent. And this kit, it has all the information that you need. It has the cuff, and it makes it really easy for you to do that in the privacy of your own home, which is really nice.
And this is you're getting at the library.
At the library. You can, yes, you run it out like you run out a book.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's a really nice place where you can access the ability to screen from home. There also are other locations that you can visit to screen your blood pressure at www.livehealthylorainecounty.com/local. And why this is all important, you know, or I guess some ways that you can help to control your blood pressure, because we know we want to keep it controlled, is if you are a smoker, you can find some help to quit. You can talk to your healthcare provider by calling or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for free help. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW for free help. You can also get more active. So think about walking. That's one easy way, maybe in the morning or at your lunch break. Eating less salt and increasing your fruit and vegetable intake. And there is a program here in the county to also support people that are trying to control their blood pressure. It's called the YMCA's Blood Pressure Self-Monitoring Program. And you can learn more about this by sending an email to healthyliving@clevelandy.com or calling 216-509-3480.
Joined this morning from Lorain County Public Health by Marissa Wiener and also Aaron Murphy. We also see things now related to food and be able to eat food pantries and that sort of things like that. I guess you work with a lot of those folks to make sure that they're getting access to the proper foods, right foods, and things that they they need to eat healthy.
Right. Lorain County Public Health works with a variety of partners, including food pantries, to make it easier for people to get access to food. And this, in turn, reduces their risk for chronic disease. And what we know is that when, you know, people don't have regular access to healthy and affordable food, they prioritize other things above that. And that, you know, so things like going to the doctor might not be as important. And that's putting them at a greater risk for diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. And when people are food insecure, they have to make decisions. They have to pick and choose. How will I spend my energy, my time? What is my transportation option? How am I going to get to and from a store to get healthy food? And then thinking about, all right, I only have so much food, so how do I stretch this food and limit my portions to make it last longer? And unfortunately, in Lorain County, this is the reality for 40,000 people. And if you want to put that in perspective, it's enough to fill Progressive Field in Cleveland and Springer Stadium in Avon. So that's a lot of people. So one way that Lorain County Public Health is working to make healthy food accessible no matter where you live is through food pantries. And food pantries really do fill a basic need for people. They're giving them access to food, but we also believe that they deserve to have access to nutritious foods too. And so that's why we've been working with the food bank and 10 of the more 50 food pantries here in Lorain County.
Sounds good. And I also see you are hooked up with at least the folks at 211 when they can call that to get the details about the food pantries and other information related to health and in different situations put out together by the United Way. We're sort of coming off of winter. They said it's the end of the meteorological winter because we put March, April, May sort of in springtime. And we've had some sort of warmer weathers, even though there's snow in our forecast, getting out. But you don't want people to hibernate. You want them to get out, continue to exercise. And you still offer some of those walks and things like that.
Right. I know we've had a couple great days recently where it was comfortable to kind of be out and about, maybe hitting some of the lovely trails that we have here in the county. But unfortunately, on a day like today, and I think as we move into the weekend and next week, we might be coming back inside. So we do work with partners across the county to provide safe, warm, and free indoor walking locations. These are mostly posted on our website, livehealthylorainecounty.com/UnitedWeSweat. There are also other classes like spinning, yoga, tai chi, that different fitness providers might post, again, that are at no cost. But several indoor walking locations we've been able to partner with local schools on kind of opening their buildings up for indoor walking, Mercy Health and Rec Center in Amherst, the Lorain County Metro Park Splash Zone. But again, the total list of locations can be found online, and you can also call 211 or our office for more information at 440-322-6367.
And, of course, walking and things like that kind of tie into the initial talk about blood pressure, too. The more you exercise, the better. It helps with all sorts of things, including a high blood pressure, if that happens to be an issue with you. People may be traveling, and we talked about this once before. You guys offer those vaccines. There, if you go abroad, there's things that you might need to get certain vaccinations to be able to get into those countries or whatever. So you have all that information at the
Yes, we're coming up on kind of spring break season. So if you're lucky enough to be going somewhere warm and maybe exotic, you may need to get some extra vaccinations just to address some infections that we don't necessarily see here in the U.S., but may be more regularly occurring in some of these other places. So whether you're traveling for work or pleasure, you may need to look into getting some vaccines. You can make an appointment with Lorain County Public Health Travel Vaccine Clinic by calling 440-284-3208 to get scheduled at a location near you. And we do recommend allowing adequate time before you travel just because, depending on what the vaccination is, sometimes you need more than one dose.
Got it. Okay. Well, we appreciate both of you coming in this morning, Marissa Wehner and also Aaron Murphy with Lorain County Public Health. You can find out lots more at Lorain County health.com, or you can always give them a call at 322-6367 for the details. And you know, you have a website, Facebook, everything like that. People can follow and get all the good information. I still can't believe you can get blood pressure kits at a library.
It's really
amazing what the libraries are offering.
It's great.
They to help with are all a great sorts resource.
Absolutely. Thanks, lady, for coming in this morning.
Appreciate
Thank
you. It.